So electronic prescriptions now available from many doctors.
I think it's a really good idea. I was at my doctor's name and I said, they've just rolled it out. So you go to the doctor now, and when you get your prescription, they actually send you an SMS to your phone. When you click on that, it opens up your prescription with a QR code on there as well, which you take to the chemist. The chemist scans it and in you. So a lot of the things they have, used to have to do for prescriptions, and let's face it, doctors' handwriting is atrocious on there as well. No wonder it takes so much time to dispense a prescription when they have to try and decipher what he's written on there as well. So, you know, there's a good, quick way of doing it. When you've got a refill on there as well, so it will go along, and I think after a certain amount of days, then the refill that you get automatically gets activated as well. So they've built lots of good things into it. I don't know how many times that people have lost those paper prescriptions on there. At least it's on your phone out there as well. So it's only for people with smartphones. I will point that out to people out there as well. You know, and I think it maintains your privacy a bit more, so you don't have the prescriptions lying around. And it may.
Oh, hello. Hang on. Are you there? Hello.
Yes.
Gotcha. Sorry, I missed that last bit. You dropped out.
Oh, so it may reduce prescribing and dispensing errors as well of medicine. So that's one of the reasons they're rolling it out.
Okay. Now, well, let's talk, codes and electronic devices now. So QR codes, it's one of the terms of 2020, the QR codes. So yes. Basically, it's just a barcode on your smartphone, isn't it?
No, not really.
No?
So they're invented by a Japanese manufacturing company in 1994. They were similar to barcodes, but they're quicker to scan and contain more information.
Oh, hello. You keep dropping out there. Sorry. Keep going.
Darren, it's an atrocious line. I'm getting about every second or third word of you.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to hang up, and can I call you on your home number?
Oh, this is the only number I've got now.
All right.
So I think it's a reception.
Okay, we're good now, so let's go with it. Keep going.
All right. So barcodes contain around 20 characters. QR codes can contain around 7,000 characters. That's why they're able to be rolled out into businesses all over the place. So it was used in manufacturing in Japan and the car industry. That's how it started. So as pieces of car went past, high-speed camera would look at the QR code and know exactly where it was meant to go. Apple were the ones that brought it to the front because they built the technology. But that's why if you've got to go to scan the QR code, it knows exactly what you have to do. Android were a couple of years late on this, but it's built into all the phones now, so when you scan it, it just instantly recognises what it has to do, which is normally the things with COVID, fill your name, your first name, last name, and the mobile number in there. So it all started in Japan in 94.
All right, so QR literally stands for quick response. Didn't know that.
Quick response, that's right.
There you go. Okay, a couple of Christmas tech gift suggestions before we go.
The Apple HomePod Mini, which is you can order online, there's enough to sound to fill a whole room on there as well. Apple just announced this morning over-the-ear AirPods. They're an eye-watering $899. I can't recommend that at all.
Wow.
Far too, it's like a mortgage payment on there as well. Good heavens. Yeah. Must be great audio. So I can't recommend those. Facebook Portal, which is a really good... If you've got somebody, a relative or something, who loves Facebook, this is a great device to buy them. It's got Amazon Alexa all built in. If you're after a smartwatch on there, an Apple Watch or a Fitbit, probably the only two brands I'd recommend. If you're after earbuds, there's a brand called Jabra, J-A-B-R-A. Wonderful AirPods on there as well. They've... highly recommend. And speakers all at Christmas time. They really, you know, and especially I like the Logitech UE Boom speakers. They're about $149, but they're waterproof as well in case they fall in the pool.
Indeed. All right. Now, just to the start there, you were talking about the Apple HomePod Mini, and you cut out. So the price is, what's the price on that again?
Which one?
The Apple HomePod Mini.
$141. So it's quite cheap.
$149. Okay.
Yep. Great speaker. Highly recommended.
All right. Okay, we got through it. Not great phone reception, but anyway, first world problems. So we'll talk to you again next week. And you can check out Richard's excellent website. If you go to talktech.com.au, heaps of information, heaps of great Christmas tech gift ideas there. Thanks, mate. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Darren.